Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. This is Chad, and today we're diving into a topic that affects literally everyone who works: wages. How they're defined, how they're paid, what can be deducted, and what taxes come into play under Cambodian labor law.
Hi everyone, Zoe here. And you're right, Chad. Wages are one of those things people think they understand until there's a problem. So today we're breaking it all down in plain language.
All right, Zoe, let's start at the beginning. When the law talks about wages, what does that actually mean in Cambodia?
Great question. Under Article 103 of the labor law, wages are much broader than just your monthly salary. Of course, your base salary counts, but so does overtime pay, commissions, bonuses, indemnities, profit sharing, gratuities, and even benefits that aren't paid in cash.
So, not just what shows up on the payslip.
Exactly. The law also treats things like holiday pay, compensatory leave pay, and payments during maternity or disability leave as wages. So if value is coming from your employer because of your job, there's a very good chance it legally counts as a wage.
That's wider than most people think. But there must be some things that don't count, right?
There are. Healthcare coverage, legally required family allowances, reimbursement for travel expenses, or benefits provided strictly so you can perform your job. Those are excluded. They're support benefits, not wages.
Got it. Now let's talk about minimum wage, which always gets a lot of attention.
Absolutely. In Cambodia, the minimum wage is reviewed every year through discussions between the government, unions, and employer associations. They look at things like inflation, economic growth, and the cost of living.
And the Ministry of Labor and Vocational Training makes it official?
Yes. The MLVT issues a procus each year, setting the new rate. But here's something important. The minimum wage currently only applies to certain sectors, mainly textiles, garments, footwear, travel goods, and bags.
So not every industry has a legally fixed minimum wage?
That's correct. For 2025, under Procus number 221/24, the minimum wage in those covered sectors is $206 per month for probationary workers and $208 for regular workers.
All right. Once wages are agreed, when do they actually have to be paid?
By law, wages must be paid directly to the employee unless both sides agree otherwise. Regular employees must be paid at least once a month, while commission-based employees must be paid at least once every 3 months.
But there's also a newer rule, right?
Yes. Since January 2019, employers are required to pay wages twice per month. The first payment happens in the second week of the month and must be at least 50% of the employee's actual wages. The second payment is made in the fourth week and covers the remaining amount, plus any fringe benefits or other entitlements.
And if someone leaves the company or gets terminated,
any unpaid wages or indemnities must be paid within 48 hours. If the employer doesn't do that, a labor inspector can intervene, and the matter can ultimately go to court. The employer also has to issue a certificate of employment.
Let's talk about deductions, because this is where misunderstandings happen all the time.
Very true. Employers are not allowed to deduct wages for things like job placement fees, refusing to eat at the company canteen, refusing overtime, misconduct penalties, medical check costs, or inflated charges for replacing ID cards.
So, what can they deduct?
They can deduct costs for company tools that weren't returned, items that were under the employee's responsibility, or legitimate debts owed to the company. But there's an important safeguard.
Which is?
Any deductions must not reduce the employee's remaining wage below the legal minimum wage. That protection is clearly set out in Articles 126 and 127 of the labor law.
Let's wrap things up with tax on salary, because that's another area people often overlook.
Sure. In Cambodia, resident employees pay tax on salary every month using progressive tax rates. That means the more you earn, the higher the percentage you pay.
Can you give us a simple example?
Of course. Monthly salaries up to 1,500,000 riel are taxed at 0%. From there, the rates increase step by step up to 20% for salaries above 12,500,000 riel per month.
And there are deductions too, right?
Yes. Employees receive a deduction of 150,000 riel per month for each dependent child and the same amount for one non-working spouse. these deductions reduce the taxable income.
So wages aren't just about how much you earn. They're about timing, deductions, taxes, and legal protections.
Exactly. When you understand how wages are defined and regulated, you're in a much stronger position to protect your rights and avoid disputes.
That brings us to the end of today's episode on wages under Cambodian labor law. Thanks for listening, everyone.
And remember, knowing the rules isn't just for lawyers. It's for anyone who works.
We'll catch you in the next episode.